Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Snow removal and upgrading the snow removal capability of the Kenai Municipal Airport was addressed by the Kenai City Council with the enacting of Ordinance 3324-2022 and Ordinance 3328-2022, both regarding Kenai needs for snow maintenance at the Kenai Airport. Airport Manager Elon Conway spoke on the equipment and timelines of approval.
This equipment is tow-behind brooms to replace the existing super brooms that we already have. These tow-behind brooms include plows, so the efficiency and the manpower required to clear the runways and the taxiways would be significantly decreased, as well as the number of pieces of equipment to accomplish the same. We're asking to forward fund this equipment because the lead time last quoted was 365 days. That is expected to increase to over 400 days, and we're looking to replace this equipment as soon as possible and have it available for the next winter season.
The Kenai City Council approved ordinances increasing estimated revenues and appropriations in the airport snow removal equipment capital project fund, providing funding for the purchase of a snowblower and increasing the existing purchase order with Craig Taylor Equipment, and in the airport special revenue and airport improvements capital project funds authorizing purchase of airport snow removal equipment. Alaska has joined over 20 states in banning the social media app TikTok on all state equipment. This move by Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy follows a federal ban instituted upon the passage of the approved government spending bill. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced on January 6th that effective immediately, the use of the social media app TikTok on state equipment is prohibited. In a memo to commissioners and executive staff, the governor cited national security and privacy concerns for the immediate prohibition. Simply put, TikTok poses a clear risk to any network or user it touches, wrote Governor Dunleavy. National security experts continue to highlight TikTok as a national security concern, including the possibility the Chinese government may use TikTok to control data collection, influence TikTok's recommendation algorithm, and compromise personal devices. Use of TikTok on state-owned electronic devices or on private devices that are connected to state networks poses a risk that a foreign government may access confidential or private data from state agencies and employees. Governor Dunleavy continued, therefore, effective immediately, all state executive branch agencies, including departments, corporations, authorities, divisions, offices, bureaus, and other entities may not use TikTok on any state-owned electronic device, download or use TikTok's application, or visit any TikTok website on the state network. Additionally, if TikTok is currently downloaded on any state device, it must be immediately removed, and appropriate steps shall be taken to secure the device. The governor finished by stating Alaskans must remain vigilant in evolving threats both domestically and abroad and work together to defend ourselves against these threats in order to defend our way of life and right to privacy. The announcement from Governor Dunleavy comes as the states across the country, as well as the federal government, move to prohibit TikTok from government devices. The federal No TikTok on Government Devices Act, sponsored by Senator Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, was included as a provision in the $1.7 trillion fiscal year 2023 government funding bill approved by the Senate and the House. The act prohibits TikTok from being downloaded or accessed through any federally issued device or network, with exceptions for use of the app to develop possible risk mitigation measures. Alaska's ban joins the 49th state with Arkansas, West Virginia, Louisiana, New Hampshire, Idaho, Georgia, North Dakota, Iowa, Alabama, Virginia, Utah, Oklahoma, Texas, South Dakota, Maryland, Nebraska, Florida, and Tennessee in banning the social media app from state government-issued devices. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.